This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think that all of us are culpable in a lot of ways for this. All of us. Let's start with the media, because I think it has to start with the media. Some of this, and I would say a lot of this, is our doing. We built up a fourth and a fifth round pick and made him into a celebrity and a star. That's what we've done. Through mock drafts, through conversation, through a lot of things, we turned Shadur into something that his game clearly suggests that he's not. A year ago, after the draft, you could have bet on Shadur Sanders to be the number one overall pick. It was at plus 100. I bet you if we go back and we look at mock drafts, we look at Mel Kiper and Todd McShay and Daniel Jeremiah and the people that do this for a living, they were telling you a year ago that Shadur was going to be a top five, top 10 pick, maybe a player that goes number one overall in the draft. There's a couple of different kind of mock drafts. There's one that are complete entertainment. They're fiction. They're fan fiction is what they are. They have no Barrett, no nothing. They're just for you to click on and read and find interesting. And that's cool. I read them. We all read them. Hey, what do they think next year is going to happen in the draft? Don't take those seriously. But I think once we get closer to the draft, you start to see more and more, oh, this is based on information based on what you are hearing. You got sources. This is a business that runs on information. Adam Schefter's job is to relay information. Ian Rappaport, their job is to know what's going on in the league and then relay that information to us. And as we've gotten deeper and deeper into this process, I think we started to learn the information that we got back was not good about Shadur. And the league didn't feel that way about him as a prospect. We are guilty in this. We built up a player to something that he's not. I've thought this from the beginning with Shadur. He is a above marginal talent. He doesn't have incredible speed, doesn't have incredible strength, doesn't have great arm strength, but you can be a good quarterback. But I think we built him up to be a top five pick, an elite prospect. He's not that. A lot of this is also on Shadur and his people. They treated it like he was an Instagram model. You're not. You're a six. I'm sure every fella can identify with this analogy. Have you ever met a girl? And she was cute, she was fine, but she was just really high maintenance and really difficult to deal with. In the back of your mind, you're thinking, you're not cute enough to act the way that you act. Like, you really got a very high opinion of yourself. I mean, you cute, but you not all that. That's the way Shadur acted as a prospect. I was going back and listening to clips, because you know the internet loves to pull up clips and things that you said and things that you did. Deion is talking about Shadur being a top four pick and says that he's going to dictate where he goes and that they're going to pull an Eli Manning. I also firmly believe that Shadur and his team tanked interviews. I believe they were behind the scenes trying to manipulate. No, I don't want to go here. I do want to go here. I do want to go here. You can't do that if you're a mid-round pick. You know what Shadur should have done this entire time? He should have kept his head down and treated it like you were a mid-round pick. And maybe that's asking a lot. But you know what Shadur should have done? He should have went to the combine. Cam Ward wasn't going to be there. Travis didn't participate. Ashton Jeanty didn't participate. You would have been the star of the combine. Go to the combine on national TV and wow people. People that don't think physically you are a good enough player, and go out there and prove them wrong. Do all the drills. Do the cone drills. Do the bench press. Do all of those things. Interview and test well and change people's perception of you. Go to the Senior Bowl and dominate. You didn't want to do that. You didn't want to do all of the work that a mid-round draft pick has to do. All right, well, then you got to start interviewing well. Well, you didn't really interview well. There is not a single report that Shadur had a good interview. I don't think there is some wide conspiracy on Shadur. I don't think people like him. And usually, if you are in a job interview and the person interviewing doesn't like you, they don't hire you. That's not how this works. I think Shadour rubbed a lot of people the wrong way throughout this entire process. And the NFL will usually put up with a lot. They usually put up with a lot if you're really good at something. There's NFL players that have killed people. Jalen Carter killed somebody. He might be the best defensive player under 25 in the league. So they'll put up with it. Eh, you know what? It wasn't that big of a deal. That's how they act. You can get away with some stuff if you're really good at the football. They don't think Shadour is really good at the football. So if you're not really good at the football and they don't like you, you are not getting drafted very high. And that's the message that they sent. But I think this is important to note with Shadour. Very, very important to note with Shadour. It doesn't matter where you get drafted. There's countless examples of players who were underdrafted, overdrafted, wherever it is, that still ended up being good football players. Your draft position does not determine the kind of pro you will be. How you perform and react once you get there will determine how good of a pro you can be. I know it sounds weird. I actually think Cleveland was the best possible place for him. Look at that quarterback room. You got Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel, and Shadour Sanders. There is a chance that Shadour starts in the NFL this upcoming season. I don't know what week, I don't know what game, but we all know how this NFL thing works. You got two veterans there on the roster. Let's say that Kenny Pickett starts. Let's say Joe Flacco starts. I don't want to argue with you guys. Let's say that Joe Flacco starts week one. Joe Flacco will probably be, I don't know, Joe Flacco. He'll throw some interceptions. He'll be all right. The Browns will be 2-5. And we all know the media will ask for it. The fans will ask for it. Their offense needs a spark. And we want to see one of the young guys. We might as well play one of the young guys. Shadour Sanders can be one of those young guys. But now comes the really hard part. Now it's doing the work.